The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. They might all look like troublemakers, but most sharks have a grander purpose, or at least a useful one beyond scaring surfers. Some eat gross things or serve as transports to total suckers. Others unwillingly serve humans for various questionable remedies. The dirty work done by sharks deep beneath, and sometimes above our oceans, includes things like the cartilage from dogfish, a small shark species, is used in the treatment of cancer and severe burns. Remora are fish with special suction discs on their heads. They attach to many species of sharks, not as parasites harming the sharks, but as commensalistic hitchhikers, which allows them to travel much longer distances than they might under their own power. And the fishing industry likes meat-eating sharks because they keep the number of diseased fish in check. Ocean white-tip sharks are known to provide a helpful service of feeding on garbage that's disposed at sea. And the polar-dwelling Greenland shark keeps Arctic waters clean by feeding on whale carcasses.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.